Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. And we are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America, as well as around the world via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out to all our listeners listening over there in Germany, Maria and company over there. And, of course, Leah's over there, too. So there you go. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, don't forget to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. But in particular, our over-the-road truck drivers, the guys and gals going coast to coast, border to border. And then let's not forget about our bulk mail haulers out there either. Hauling the mail, that would be Felix and the gang, hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices and making sure you get your mail delivered to you today. And then, of course, we've got our great friends from the Suicide Jockeys out there, Tom and company, out there delivering the gas, delivering the diesel, the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go, so you can go where you got to go. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social, which is Donald Trump's social platform. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram, and you can find us over at all those places by typing in the one word, Captain with an S after the end of it, Captain's America. That's Captain with an S, Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, Denise apparently has taken the day off, and we didn't know about it, so here we go. But it is what it is. Now, I want to start out by talking about a couple of elections that happened last night. First of all, no surprise, Liz Cheney was wiped off the map in Wyoming. Liz Cheney was wiped off the map in Wyoming. She lost big time. Now, she will not be running for. And, Mike, you can call back. I just see you right there. Call back, Mike. The thing of it is she will not be running for Congress in the state of Wyoming. Now, there's an outside chance that because she also lives in Virginia, Fairfax, Virginia, that she could show up over there and run for some sort of public office. Will she? I don't know. Can she? Sure. We'll see what happens. But if you heard her describe herself yesterday and her circumstance, she compared herself to Abraham Lincoln. Now, that's just nuts. That's just nuts. Okay, let's go to the phone line again. Mr. Mike, Mr. Mayor of Clearwater, sorta, kinda, what's up?
How you doing, Captain? I was going to ask this question to Denise, and maybe I will another day when she's able to be with us, but I'll run it by you. So Nancy Pelosi went to Taiwan after the Chinese told her, don't do it. Now we have another delegation that goes to Taiwan after the Chinese said, don't do it. Now, I'm not a fan of not doing something simply because the Chinese told us not to do it. But aren't we kind of playing, I mean, they're saying, look, we don't like you doing this, and, you know, we already know they want to take over the island, and now they're doing these war game, you know, bringing their ships in and bringing their planes in and practicing war. So how serious is this, Captain? I mean, are they going to keep sending people over there, and are the Chinese going to get so pissed off at some point that they're going to be like, okay, we told you not to do it, now all bets are off, and we're just going to go for the gusto. What do you think, Captain?
Well, what I think is twofold. Number one, China is not going to start a war with anybody. Number two, neither are we. Number four, we'll make a number four out of this. Joe Biden is a paper tiger. But are they going to continue to do this? Of course they are. They're not going to let China dictate where they can and they can't go. Unless, of course, it's the country of China. We understand that. But you heard all the different recognitions and acknowledgments made of the Chinese, of Taiwan, rather, over the silent protests and the vocal protests, but not saber-rattling, of the Chinese. Follow me so far?
Yes, Captain.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, so I don't think that the Chinese are going to do anything other than make a bunch of bluster.
Okay, now, last thing before I hang up, Captain. Obama dismantled our military, significantly scaled it back,
yep.
Defunded it. Joe Biden, I guess, is pretty much on board with that, and he's probably on the same page. Meanwhile, all these years, the Chinese have been pumping all kinds of money into their military, and I think their Navy is on track to become bigger than what ours is.
It is bigger than ours.
So, are these Democrats stupid? Like, what are we going to do about this, Captain? We can't have them militarily out. They've already got hypersonic missiles. They've got things that apparently we don't have. So what happens now, Captain? And I'll take the answer off the air. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Well, what happens now is we are also on course to build more ships, but they're trying to build more crewless ships, more unmanned ships, so that if we got into trouble somewhere and a hypersonic missile took out, say, an aircraft carrier, it might not necessarily have a crew of 3,000 on it. It might all be run by computer or one of our larger attack vessels with all the guns on it. We'll see. We'll see. But the future right now is to go more non-manned than manned, if that makes sense. All right. Coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. You know, they've been offering the buy one, get one extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products for months right now, and they're still doing it. They're still doing it. And I will tell you this much, unbelievable, as hard as it is to fathom, they've got more stuff, buy one, get one, on the MyPillow bed sheets, the Giza bed sheets, on the Giza Elegance MyPillows, buy one, get one. The six-piece towel sets, those are the fancy bath towel sets, and they, believe me, they fit me, they'll fit you. And the roll-and-go-anywhere MyPillows, the smaller pillows, and the decorative pillows, buy one, get one, and so much more. All you got to do is go over to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, or give them a call and speak to a live person at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Your promo code will always be CAPTAIN. And don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products either. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. So once again, the number to call, 800-641-5459, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. And while you're on the Internet, check out MyStore.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, let's go to the phone line. Is this Elliot?
Yes, it is, Captain. Good morning. Hey, Captain, I have something very important to share with your audience this morning. America, do not vacation in Iran or China. Between 3.5 million to 5.5 million Afghan citizens fled the Taliban takeover by making a beeline to Iran, for sure. Now, Iranian government officials questioning Afghans big time about U.S. military intelligence. Iran is one of the world's leading terrorists. Remember that. They must be stopped. 2.5 weeks ago, they executed 3 more women. 314 people executed in 2020, 310 executed in 2021. Just this year alone, from January to March, Iran executed over 105 people. They have zero tolerance for dissenting voices. Their economy is in ruins. And looking at China, more than 20 years to 2007, 12,000 people were executed every year. Now, since then, at least 8,000 people were executed every year. China carries out the most death penalty executions than the rest of the world combined, including the continent of Africa. As I speak, America, COVID-19 and a new disease has emerged from China. A Chinese spy ship loaded with personnel is docked in Sri Lanka right now. Is our military tracking China's spy ship? Thanks very much, Captain. Have a great day, sir.
You too. And we talked a lot about that yesterday on the program, so some of you already were aware of what he was talking about. But Elliot's got some really good points there. And, of course, when it comes to the different things that go on, and I'm amazed by this. I see the same news stories that the news desks see on the networks. And I see some of the military stories that they see or don't see, whatever the case may be, or choose to ignore. I never could figure out which one it is. It's probably the latter. They choose to ignore them. But, you know, you put things out there for the audience to think about. For example, the FBI continues to flail after its raid at Mar-a-Lago, ostensibly under the guise of protecting government records. Now, on Monday evening, we learned that the Bureau had leaked falsehoods about not seizing the former president's passports. That contention was immediately disproved after Donald Trump dropped an email proving they did so and were now offering to return them. Mainstream media didn't know what to say. They didn't act like they believed it or that what I just told you was true to begin with, but it was. And now, Eric Trump is claiming to have the silver bullet, that we are all thinking might be there when it came to the actual surveillance footage of what happened at Mar-a-Lago. You see, they never turned off the cameras, the security cameras. They had a bank of cameras that were turned on. The FBI asked them to turn off the cameras, and they might have done so with one bank, but one bank was on and recorded everything that went on at Mar-a-Lago. Now, is that going to be damning to the FBI? Maybe. Do they have to give it up to the FBI? Nope. They do if a judge enters into the mix and says, you must surrender this tape. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Now we got a little game of chicken going on here. And all of a sudden, the FBI is being nice to the Trump folks, all of a sudden. So we'll see what's going on. Now, in the realm of unexpected, you have Andrew Cuomo, the former governor of New York, who left in disgrace, who got a court ruling in his favor yesterday. Because he got $5.1 million in an advance for the book deal on the book that he wrote. And he's going to be able to keep it. Which could spur things politically since the guy is looking to run for something, whatever that something might happen to be. And the last thing I heard is he was thinking about running for Congress. Now, we'll see. There would definitely be a promotion up for mayor of New York. But we'll see what happens. Now, will Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff, will he get his third chance at Trump? After the Russia and Ukraine busts that went nowhere? What do you think? All right, let's go to the phone line here. And good morning, Mel in Saratoga Springs.
Oh, yes. Good morning, Captain. I was just reading an article. I can't say what publication it was because I don't want to divulge that. But his niece, President Trump's niece, seems to think or has mentioned that, what was his name there, here we go, Ivanka Trump's husband there, Jared, anyway, so he could be that in that mold on the inside of the president's organization, and President Trump's organization.
Yeah.
That's what I had to mention to you. That's what they're, that's the word that's out, that his niece had mentioned on. Anyway, Captain, I just thought it's best advice. Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Now, the thing of it is if the niece is the mole, that's fine, but the niece has pretty much been, my understanding, she's been pretty much locked out of the Trump organization because she trashed it. And she was trying to divulge secrets that were family secrets that never should have been brought out there, but because she is related in whatever fashion, the press was actually pursuing her. Now, I don't know what publication he's talking about. I have not seen anything about her anywhere. And I'm looking right now at a couple of different political websites. I'm just looking real quick to see if it's there. But I don't see anything. Now, I do see this. Hageman in Wyoming more than doubled the numbers of Liz Cheney. Cheney got 28.9% of the vote with 99% in. Hageman got 66.3%. Wow. That's more than doubling her vote. Now, Murkowski, Lisa Murkowski, is back in the mix. She got 43.3. And Donald Trump's pick, Tishiaka, got 41.2. And the third person in there is a Democrat. They got in, so there's three. Looks like there's three of them going to run for the Senate in November, because that's the way they do it up there. And then when you look at the current congressional seat, Sarah Palin is number two with 31.7% of the vote. The Democrat is number one with 34.8% of the vote. And behind Sarah Palin is another Republican at 27.3% of the vote. That is a winnable seat for Sarah Palin if she can muster a little bit more support. Got till November to do it. We'll see. We'll see. It'd be nice to see what happens if they can get all of this done. All right, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got more coming your way. Military and Veterans News segment coming right up at the bottom of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law on Tuesday.
The bill I'm about to sign is not just about today. It's about tomorrow. It's about delivering progress and prosperity to American families. It's about showing the American and the American people that democracy still works in America, notwithstanding all the talk of its demise. Not just for the privileged few, but for all of us.
The bill costs $739 billion, and the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates it will not reduce inflation despite its name. And federal officials said the government will impose deeper cuts on the drought-stricken Colorado River, reducing water deliveries to Arizona and Nevada starting in January. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Of course, you can find more about them by going online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. In the meantime, they're going to tell you all about themselves before we tell you some more about them. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will teach you to become an aviation maintenance technician. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm right here in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. And the other one is up in Boston, Massachusetts, and just outside Boston in Concord, Massachusetts. So whatever the case may be, you have two campuses, two different locations that will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. Now, I always tell everybody they should take the tour of either one or both of the facilities to get a complete picture of what's going on. Because not only will you have the advantage of talking to some students, but you'll also be able to talk to some instructors, and you'll also be able to talk to some of the loan officers, the people that get you your student loans, and they'll be able to work with you there. Now, it's not just about whether or not you've been in the military and you've got the GI Bill to help you with your student loans there. A lot of people have been in the military and they've used their student loans on something else and they got very little money left, if any. And they'll tell you. But, of course, if you're coming out of the service and you're listening to me right now and you have not used your educational benefits, you'll be totally in line with what you got. And guess what? It'll cover everything. So there you go. So check out the National Aviation Academy first by going to the website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Check them out. And then ask to take the tour of either the Clearwater, Florida campus or the Concord, Massachusetts campus. You'll be glad you did. You'll be glad you did. It's a career change par excellence. Tremendous opportunity. All right. It's the sequel that human resources professionals around the Army never wanted. The service is yet again staring down a possible delayed launch for its new HR and pay platform, according to a senior official assigned to the project. This has been going on for 2 years, and they still can't get it right. In the world in which I live in, it's not acceptable. Probably the world in which most of you live in. They're not saying what the problem is, but hopefully they'll get it done sooner rather than later. Now, all of the U.S. Air Force's F-35s are flying again after the ejection seat checks. Remember they were having a problem with the ejection seat? And a new U.S. Air Force's F-35A fighter fleet has resumed flying normal operations after checks of hundreds of ejection seat initiator cartridges discovered no problems at all with the seats. So that was a false alarm, apparently. Now, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and this seems to be going around, folks. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has tested positive for COVID-19 for a second time, according to a statement released on Monday. The president had it. The first lady's had it. The Secretary of the Army's got it. Now Austin's got it. Making the rounds. And all these people have been vaccinated not once, but twice. And they've also had the booster. Go figure. By the way, a 3-judge panel reinstated charges against Chief Petty Officer Eric Guillemette following a July appellate hearing in a MARSOC homicide case. So that case is back on again. And the Space Force has now officially taken over all military satellite communications. The Army now transferred its satellite operations to the Space Force, making the latest move to reorganize and grow the youngest military branch a reality. That's not a bad thing. A lot of people are going, well, I don't know if I want that done or not. Well, it's not a bad thing. This will be their job. This will be what they'll be doing. Also, you probably heard about the drone attack that targeted the U.S. base in Syria. There were no U.S. casualties there. An attack with drones that hit a compound run by American troops and U.S.-backed Syrian opposition fighters in eastern Syria on Monday, the U.S. military said and added that there were no casualties or very little damage. I saw damage, but it wasn't very little. It was a number of things that have been destroyed. So we'll see. And with the world nearby, U.S. troops are showing their support for Poland on a military holiday. The Polish president and other officials marked their nation's Armed Forces Day, that was a holiday, on Monday, alongside the U.S. commander of the Army in Europe and a regular American troops and symbolic show of support for NATO members on the Eastern Front, where Russia rages a war in nearby Ukraine. Now, also, explosions once again shook the Russian-held part of Crimea as the Ukraine hinted at a role. Explosions that rocked the ammunition depot and disrupted trains in Russian-annexed Crimea. The latest such incident in the region that Moscow uses as a major line for its war in the Ukraine, bringing supplies back and forth. Now, hundreds of new Ukrainian army recruits are training to liberate Ukraine from the Russian invasion. They're doing it more than 1,000 miles away in England, where they're learning urban combat training, being taught them by the British. And neutrality remains popular domestically in Austria, which has sent humanitarian assistance and non-lethal weapons into the Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russia is reportedly failing to pay military reservists and volunteer units fighting in the Ukraine, as well as Russian laborers brought into the occupied regions. Got to pay to play if you want them in there. Otherwise, they won't do it. They'll go over to the other side because they know they'll get paid there. Now, more than 40 countries in the European Union called on Russia on Sunday to withdraw its military personnel and weaponry from Ukraine's nuclear power plant area, saying that its presence there was totally unacceptable. I get it. 6 weeks of hell, folks, inside Russia's brutal, Ukraine detentions. Thousands of Ukrainian civilians who have suffered beatings and sometimes electrical shocks, while the UN says hundreds have disappeared into Russian jails. That shouldn't be surprising to anybody, because we hear about it almost every day. But again, it comes at a time when Russia is trying to take control of a situation in the Ukraine. Whether it's right, whether it's wrong, we don't know. But we'll let you know right after we take this break and come on back with Chris Markowski on the other side. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Acura, the dealership right here in Tampa. And they're located side by side, right beside the Moss Nissan store on North Florida Avenue. Now, you can find out more about them by going online to mossacura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right, Mr. Watchdog is online here, and there you are, Mr. Watchdog. How are you?
I'm good. I'm refreshed. I feel good this morning. I got a good night's sleep last night, and all back to normal.
And we were just joking about the fact that you were going to call me, and I thought to myself, I said, okay, there must be something new on a plane that you could do this. You were talking about you were going to call me on the way back over the ocean. Well, that didn't work.
No, I was trying to do the WhatsApp thing and trying to get it to work on the internet, and I couldn't get it to go. And they have, the plane was on, it actually had the old airplane phones that were in front of you, but they just use them now for like the remotes for the TV, so it didn't work. I'm sure there's a way you could probably do it, but, yeah. I didn't figure it out.
A coat hanger. All right, well, hold on, we got a caller. I'm going to take the call. Is this Iron Mike?
No. Yeah,
One thing with Chris Markowski, you cover all the bases, including a lot of stuff you won't get on the news. But according to the British Naval Force magazine, which covers everything going on in the navies all over the world,
right?
The U.S. has a bomb, a new bomb called Quicksink. It weighs 2,000 pounds, and they've tested it from an F-15E on a large merchant ship that was due to be scrapped. And this thing not only blew it up, but the blast covered the whole ship, and then it lifted it right up out of the air. It's a goodbye aircraft carrier. And if they sold those to Taiwan, like 100 of them, that 100 miles would be pretty treacherous, that 100 mile straight.
Hmm. You're right.
And I said sold them because they have the money to buy them.
Well, sure.
Well, and they have the planes to deliver them.
Would you say, Chris?
I understand what Mike's saying there. It's a great point. It's also the fact that you're going to say to yourself, you know, how far do you want to push something in a certain direction? It's like saying, okay, we're going to send certain types of weapons to the Ukraine. You don't want to escalate to a certain level against the nations that have nuclear weapons. That's the issue that you got to deal with at this point in time. It's constantly spreading the needle when it comes to these things. And the Chinese might take this as a first strike weapon. And if they take it as a first strike weapon, you don't know how they might react, and it might escalate things to some degree. Yeah, but reading, you know, some interesting articles, you know, China has a high reliance upon Taiwan semiconductor chips as much as we do. So, again, they have a lot to lose as well if things get out of control there. So, you know, again, we can hope that cooler heads can prevail. I'd rather hold on to a lot of our advanced weaponry than start handing it out, because then you know what happens? It ends up in the wrong hands. And then you end up, you know, for some reason it ends up in North Korea or someplace, and ends up where it doesn't, where it shouldn't be. So, you know, we should keep a lot of these, in my opinion, we should keep a lot of these things to ourselves.
Mm. Okay, Mike, thanks a lot for the call.
Okay.
All right, that's Iron Mike, and we appreciate that. One of our fellows who comes and has lunch with us and follows us to different places, and a true fan of the show. Now, there's a couple of interesting things that popped up yesterday, Chris, while you were flying. I know this doesn't pertain to you, but the baby formula and all the problems we have with that, remember?
Yes.
Supplies are now improving, so says Walmart and Target.
Well, I mean, gee whiz, it's about time. Again, you know, we got to take a long, hard look at the way we do things in this country and the way that we source things in this country in regards to supply chains. I find it fascinating. I really do. You know, especially, you know, that's why I love to travel, is to go see other places here, there, and everywhere, and see how things are done. And, you know, maybe we should start doing things, slightly different than we are now to prevent a lot of this stuff, so you don't run into these types of problems. I mean, how many supply chain problems have we run into? I mean, during COVID, we didn't have enough masks. We didn't have enough personal protection, PPE equipment for doctors and all this stuff, because it was sourced to certain areas. We might want to rethink some of the way that we're doing things. Again, this idea you got to go in all in globalism doesn't make much sense to me, especially we got a problem where we've got nations that are very close to us that need to be developed, where we could be, might be much easier, in my opinion, to source things to Mexico, South America if it was too difficult to do it here in the United States. Maybe get some more jobs down there. We wouldn't have such a great problem at the border. It just takes much bigger thinking than we have right now.
The problem is we've got way too much stuff being produced over in China, in Vietnam, in Korea, and that's the problem. Because what I've got wrapped around my legs right now, and have had for months, comes from China, come to find out.
Well, yeah, and again, it's an issue. But you're buying toys, if you're buying trinkets, maybe furniture, maybe lawn furniture and stuff like that, some inexpensive, but things that are vitally important to your national interest, stuff that you need every single day. I would think you'd want to source these things close to home, because it's just safer.
paper, for crying out loud.
Right.
We haven't done that. We decided to go all in, globalism. And I get it. I mean, you have ridiculous amounts of regulations here in this country. And you push companies away, by what the cost of doing business is here in the United States. Let me give you an example. Okay. I had a big, chicken souvlaki. Everybody knows the chicken, big chicken on a pita, lettuce, tomato, they put French fries in it, and I had myself a big beer, 500 milliliter beer there. Guess how much?
$20.
Five dollars?
Wow.
$5.
Wow.
$5. I mean, I don't even think you can get a side of guacamole at Chipotle for $5.
No.
Right
now. No.
I mean, it's nuts. I said to my kids, because they ate at Chipotle, they're like, yeah, stuff like this would cost us $14-$15 here. I'm like,
sure.
Yeah, how is this the case? I mean, why is this so inexpensive for this? Why is it that if I want a cold beer at the beach, I can get it for $1, rather than having to spend $8 to $10? I mean, it's we have all of these regulations and all of these costs that hurt businesses, that make it very expensive to do business here. That's the tax code and that's the regulatory code. And we've got to get out of this. We've got to make it less expensive. People think it's just income taxes. It's not. It's fees. It's regulations. It's all of this constant burden that we put on the American people and American businesses that make this country very, very expensive. We've got to go in the opposite direction.
All right, let me try to get a quick call in here. Okay, Mel in Saratoga Springs. I've only got about 30 seconds.
Yes, I'd like to ask Chris, how much did Bill Clinton's North America Free Trade Agreement have decimate our manufacturing capabilities in this country? Thank you. Bye.
Okay, well, I can tell you to ruin the dungaree business.
It's a great question, and I'm not going to be able to break this down in 15 to 20 seconds, but, some of that sucking sound that Ross Perot talked about, that there was no doubt about the fact that hurt this country to some degree. But I think, I think it's more than that. I think it was obviously just going all in Asia. And, again, you want to do business. You want to trade there. You want to sell Fords in Asia. It's fine. You can build the Fords in Asia. But you know what? You can't outsource certain important supply chain issues to these other nations. Just can't do it. Building factories in countries that are close by, I get that. And you're also dealing with the fact that, again, you force an automaker to make a car that they can't make money on by producing it in the United States due to climate regulations. They're going to say, well, I'm going to move that to Mexico and make it so I can at least break even.
Yeah.
This is part of the problem.
So don't forget the electric cars that have gone up in price. They're only giving a $7,500 credit, but it's not the ones that are being made overseas. Certain cars overseas are not going to get that credit.
But that's the point, though, Matt, mm-hmm. is that, you're telling the automakers, okay, you have to make these cars,
yep.
but they're going to try to find a way to make money on them.
Yep, that's right. And so what are they going to do? They're going to raise the price.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Chris, I look forward to talking to you. Welcome back to the United States, and we'll talk again tomorrow. Thank you, my friend. Okay, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. When we come back, it's time for Raw and Edwards on the Captain's America Third Watch. So that's who we'll be talking to. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.